Vayter in Shas, Merva Vakama Daf Tes. Beginning up on Chesam Aviz, about a bottom of the page, nine lines up. Last one line, Amar, Amar Abaye. Reuven Shemacher Sada L'Shimon Berchayas. Reuven goes and he sells the field to Shimon. And he's like, I guarantee it, man. Don't you worry, you're going to be good. Someone tries to go and take the field from you. You know, because I owe the money or something like that. I'll take care of it. I'll pay you back. You give him the field. You're good to go. So Shimon's like, great deal. Va'asa bal chov de Reuven, and then Reuven's bal chov comes to tarv mishim, and he tries to go take from Shimon. Dina with halacha is the asel Reuven. Reuven, who is the original guy, right, who owed the money to this guy Ploni, he can come along, and umishtoy dina by a day. He can say, let's go to court. Like, don't think you just take this away from me. Going to court. Right, says the bal chov. That he could have a kamashtoi dina ba de bal chov lisalkol meosel karka bedvarim im yeshlo leruvain shum tavia abal chov lomer paraticha. Like, as maybe you could say, I already paid you back. And therefore, you know, let's deal with this. Velomati Amalein, and the guy, Ploni, can't say to Reuven, la bal dvarim didiat, you have no shaykhis over here, right? I'm not even dealing with you. This land is not in your possession. I'm just coming and taking this land from him and moving on. Leave me alone. Right? You can't do that. The Amar Lei, because Reuven can say back, E mafkas minei, if you take the land from Shimon, Alai Hadar, he's going to come back for me and I'm going to have to pay him. So therefore, I am part of this whole situation right here and I'm able to go ahead and bring you to court to deal with the situation. Vika de Amri, and some say, Afilu Shalobachais Naami, even if it was done Shalobachais. That means Reuven goes to Shimon, he sells him the field, and he's like, listen, it's on your head, but if you want to do this, I'm not going to take care of it. And then the Ploni comes to come take it. Reuven can still come and say, no, I paid you back. The Amar Lei, because Reuven can say, right, now Ploni's going to say, you have no Shaychas, leave me alone. Reuven can say back, Lo Nichale, the David of Shimon, Tyro Musalai. I don't want him to have tainas on me. You know, they're like, I sold him something, you messed him over, so if I'm still considered part of this. V'yomer Abaye, Reuven Shemach HaSad L'Shimon Shalom HaChrayus. In the case of Reuven sells the field to Shimon, new case, and he sells him without a chrayus. In other words, like, you're buying this at your own, risk. Beep, turn the page. Testament off. V'yotzo la'aleha asikin, and asikin come against. And that literally means, and some people come to protest. Rashi comes in and explains, what does that mean? It means, Arimin Lomar Shalonahi. The people that come in Ma'arer, they're coming in, they're contesting this whole thing over here, like, who owns the land over here? And they're saying, Reuven sold you this land. What are you talking about? It wasn't even his land. It's our land, say the group. So the group comes and say it's our land. Ad shelo hichzik ba, if Shimon hadn't yet done a chazaka on this field, then yochalach sebo. He can go and say, you know what? I don't want to do this. You know, take the land back. Give it back to Reuven. Let Reuven deal with this whole situation over here. And he doesn't have to go and pay for it. He hasn't yet paid for it yet, but he took the field. But Misha hechzik ba, but once he was muchzak in it, he did some sort of chazaka to the field. So then, no backing out. Ain yochalach sebo. He's not able to be chozer, and he actually has to pay up. If he didn't pay him yet, he got to give the money. My time. How come? The Amrele, because Reuven can say to Shimon, Reuven's the one who sold it to him, he can say to him, hey, chayta dekitri savat v'kabot. You knew about this, you knew about and you accepted literally a tied up bag. Rashi says, sak kshura meloruach. It's like a tied up bag filled with air in it. Meaning he bought a mystery box. And at the end of the day, you buy a mystery box. At the end of the day, it could be there's nothing in it. So it's your problem, not mine. And therefore, you have to go and pay up for it. When is it considered chazaka that this falls into play? Miki Dayish Amatsre. From the time that he walks along the boundaries. When he's going to go ahead and, you know, the boundary of the field, that's everything. Go ahead. They had these boundaries of fields and you'd walk along it. That alone is considered like you did it. V'dafka shalom b'chayis. And this halacha is only talking about when it was done without a chayis. So b'chayis lo. But it was done with a chayis, then we don't say this. And Shimon is able to back out even after he did this quote unquote chazaka. The Ika de Amri, some say, afil b'chayis nami, even if Reuven sold b'chayis. Afil b'chayis nami. Even if he sold, he could still mess him over. The Amalei could say to him, Ach ve'tirfach, show me the receipt that you got from Bezin saying that they're taking it away from you. Then I'll pay you. Don't think like it's you get off like, okay, oh, they're coming after me, pay me. Show it to me that that's the problem, and then I'll take care of business in it, because in the meantime, you got to pay me. Make sure you give me the money, and then afterwards we'll deal with if there's really a problem. Now we're taking it back to Davav, where we had our machloket. Well, the stira, assuming the pasuk, one pasuk it says meitav sadeo meitav karmel yushalem. In one pasuk it says you got to pay with the choicest field or the choicest vineyard, and then which seems it's got to be the best, and that's it. But we have another statement which says yashiv, which seems to say that he's able to go and pay back with money, which is including shavah kesef, even suban, even brand, even chrefti materials and chrefti goods. Says the gemara, Rav Huna amar o kesef o meitav. No, the guy who damages, he can pay from either one, either money or with meitav or with the best of his stuff. Eser of Nachman Rav Huna, he says, hold on 1 second. But Yashiv, the pasuk says, when you're paying for the nesek from the bor, it says he has to pay from with Yashiv. He's got to return, which means Rabba Shavah Kesef, Vafilu Subin, even Subin. So saying straight up, it could be other things besides the best land or, you know, the best stuff. How come I skin is, what are we dealing? But the less land, do the guy doesn't have. Rashi says, lo kesef lo sados. He doesn't have either one. Then you're allowed to pay with suman. In fact, the mara either Leslie pshita obviously has got to pay with that. Why do we need a pasuk for that? No, mahadatema amrina and lei. We would say to him zil terach zabin vaisele kesef. Go and sell and pay us with money. Kamash malon, you wouldn't have to. You can even pay with suman. Amar Rav Asi, Ksafim Harein Kikarka, money is like land. The Gemara is like, what is going on? Lamai Hechasa, what are you saying? Ilema le'inyan meitav, if you want to say that it's in reference to the idea that you have to pay for stuff in the Nezek with the good stuff, Hainu Rav Huna, that's exactly what Rav Huna says. Right? Rav Huna says that land and money are equal, and that both are able to be used in order to go and pay. So what exactly are you saying? Ella, maybe what we're talking about is we're going to try something and we're going to knock it out. We're talking about two brothers and they split a property. One of them ends up taking his share through the land and the other through money. Balchov constantly swipes the karka from the first brother because he was owed it. The Uzzel High and Rav Asi is coming to tell you that the first brother can go and take half of the money of the brother of the second one. Maybe that's what it means when he's saying his statement of Ksafim Harehein Kikarka. Pshito! Nah, it can't be that's how what he's saying, because obviously that's the din. Hi brav, hi love brav. Oh, hi brav, hi love brav. Is this one, the first one, a son, the other one not a son? Of course, they're both going to be chayav, and they're going to get split it, so it can't be that's what Rav Asi is saying. That's one way of rejecting that idea. Another way is, ikadamri adarabba, just the opposite. L'idach gisa, d'amar lei, l'idach gisa, just the opposite. Meaning, what does that mean, just the opposite? Meaning to say that the second brother doesn't have to pay back the first one. D'amar lei could say to him, l'hachi shakli k'safim. Because of this, that's why I took the money. I knew that if the money is going to get stolen, I'm not able to go ahead and pay you back. I wouldn't be able to get money from you if it got stolen. And that's the reason why you took land. You knew that if the land is going to be taken, sorry, bro, that's you're out. Not my problem. I love you, but you know, from a distance. Okay, so Ella, what does it mean, Rav Asi? Either it's obvious or because it makes us all together that shots of another one. Ella, what are we talking about? The Shnei Achim Shechalku. We're talking about because of two brothers who take a property and they divide it, and each one takes, you know, a piece as their property. All right, Rashi's karka, land. One of the Balchov comes and takes a chelik of one of them. Obviously, this is talking about they got it from the father. The father's only in the picture. And now this guy's coming to take from it. Rav Asi is saying the second brother can pay back the first one with either land or money. Rav Asi says, the Meshalim lo, acher, chati chelko, o karka, o masalik lebezuze, vahainu harein kikarka. That's what it means. That's like karka, harein kikarka. The matzim masalik lebezuze, kibakaka, you can pay him off like that. So that's the Gemara, behold, the second farmer, Rav Asi, chadazim, when Rav Asi himself said at one point to Itmar, he already said this then. The Itmar, Ha'achim Shechalku, in the case you have brothers that divide up a property, Uba Balchov, and Natal Chalko Shalechaman, and a creditor comes of the papa and he takes part of it. There's a machlokas about what to do when the brother who lost it wants to come and get. Rav Amar Butla Machlokas. That doesn't mean argument here, it means the separation. Rashi explains, Ose Chaluka
that split that they didn't bring betela v'chos v'chalukin v'cholkin b'shava chelkin eshar. They take back everything is null and void. That guy took the property, and that original thing that the other brother got, now they split up half and half. Shmuel says viter, that the brother who lost it, he was mevater his Yerusha, and he's not able to do anything now. Ravasi says, notel revia bekarka or revia bamos. He takes a quarter from the brother's land and a quarter in the value of money. Rashi says, revia bekarka yaksel revia chelko o karka o mos. Revia bamos or revias bamos kemo de tenan bi yavamos chelitz vaasal ba.
So what just happened is that you said Rav basically says that you take half. Shmuel says he gets nothing. Rav Asi says he gets a quarter of it. That's the way that Rav Asi says. No to Revia Bekarka or Revia Bamos. Now, Rav Amar Batal Mechalkes, he says, I'm sorry that we reset the whole thing because they're considered like Yorshim, and therefore as Yorshim, as inheritors, they, it goes right back and they redo the whole thing. Shmuel Amar Viter, no, he lost it. We've had this in other Masechtas. He says they are considered like Lukuchos, like it's like a sale that went on over there, and therefore it's totally done and you move forward in life. Therefore, it's like a sale, and sorry, you lose it all. Ukilokeach shaloba achrayis dami. And not only that, it's like a, they're like someone who buys something without achrayis. So he ends up losing it. Veravasi amar notel revia bekarka revia bamos. He takes a quarter land, or he can give him a quarter in money. Misapkale, he's besupak iki yorshin dami ikilukuchas. I'm not sure which one. Hilchach, therefore, notel revia bekarka revia bamos. Take a quarter of either one of them. Either of land or of the value. Point of all this is to tell us that Rav Asi has already taught us this principle that land and money are equal. Then it's saying it to the quarter this, quarter that. Therefore, he wouldn't be saying it again. So rather, what does he mean when he says a sentence, Ksafim harein kekarka, elamai harein kekarka? What does he mean? Lenyan meitav. It means in terms of the best of the best. Now we had a cash on that right away. It's the first sentence we gave, but that's the same as Rav Huna, what Rav Huna had said. So it says, Ihachi, I'm Rav Huna, it's like Rav Huna. Ema v'cheinam Rav Asi. Just say, and Rav Asi also says like Rav Huna, and everything is good and dandy. Next, new topic. Am Rav Zera, Am Rav Huna. B'mitzvah ad shlish. A person should spend up to a third when he is dealing with a mitzvah. Up to a third. Now, my shlish, what does it mean when it says this statement? Third. Third of what? Beep, turn the page. That's my base. Elim a shlish base, if you want to say that he pays, that it's a third of his house. Says Rash, Yishchayv Adam Levazvez B'mitzvos Lulav Otzites Osefer Torah Shlish Masha Ishlo, that someone has to spend up to a third of all of his assets in order to go ahead and get what he needs for mitzvos, Lulav Tzitzes Torah Elamayata E Israme Leitlasa Mitzvah. So if the guy has three mitzvahs, lay some of the coolie base up, but he's to give away all of his property, one third, then another third, then another third. I mean, how does it make any sense? Elam Zera Behidder Mitzvah. He means to beautify mitzvah. Atshlish Mitzvah. Whatever you spend on the mitzvah, you have to pay up to a third of that in order to go ahead and beautify. Rashi explains, for example, behidr mitzvah shlish mitzvah shim mitzvah a motzi beis sifrei Torah. He finds two sifrei Torah he can blick those to buy. Ve'echad hader mechaver, one's more beautiful than the other. Yosef shlish adamim, you should add a third to the amount that he was going to spend on the first one. Ve'ikach hader and take the more expensive one, the more beautiful one. Netanya zekeli ben veyu hisna lefanu ben mitzvah sasilcha sifrei Torah lulav na talas na titzit na no. Okay, now. Boy Ravashi shlish milgav o shlish milbar. Well, that means is as follows. Let's say, as Rashi points out, the example is something costs six. The less beautiful thing costs six. So a third of that is two. So you add that, the two, to the six, and you have to spend a total of eight for the most beautiful one. That's milgav o shlish milbar from the outside, meaning that the third one would be the third chelik is a continuation of what you have, meaning to say. If let's say the less thing is six, you'd have to take three, which is half of that. So now you have three, another three equals up to six, and then another three getting up to nine, because that's the third, is outside of what you have. Which one is it? Take who? We don't know.
B'marava, B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, Army Mishnah Rav Zeira, they send him a Rav Zeira, Ad Shlish Mishalo, up to a third, has to come from himself, Mishalo. Rashi explains what that means is he ain't getting it back. The Hainu also Shlish Yosef Behidr Mitzvah, Mishalohu. Shenu Nifra Lo B'chayev, you're not going to get paid back in this world for it. Kedamina and Hayom La Asosam, V'lo Hayom Lito Scharim, today to do it, not to get schar for it. Mikan ve'elech, from there on, if he spends more than the third, Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes from Hashem. Says Rashi, Ma she Yosef behidr yotze al shlish, yipar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay him back in his lifetime. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, kol shechavti b'shmiraso, anything that I have to be guarding, and it goes and damages, I have to be guarding from doing damage, and I didn't guard it from doing damage. Rashi says, since chayavti l'shomro, hichsharti es nisko, it's like I was the one who caused it. Rashi's klomer im hizik ichsharti vizimanti oso hizik shalosh shamarti shamarti yafe kach matzasi. So basically, I'm the one who's going to be chayv because I didn't guard it properly, and I got to take care of it. Ichsharti b'miktsas nisko. Let's say I only caused a part of the damage. Meaning to say, Rashi, hi ichsharti lo damya ichsharti kama the havade zimanti hu klomer im zimanti. As miktsas nisko, afa bishlo zemantiv kulo, chafti l'shalem mis nisko, kishechshe kol nisko, kilo zemantiv kulo. But Gemara Mefarshe Chidami, so I'll explain what exactly the case is. But if I was like semi-responsible, like half responsible, then I'm chayev. Chafti b'tashlo mi nisko, I've got to pay it all. Kishechshe kol nisko, like if I had done the entire thing. Now, nechosim she'ein behen mi'ila, I'm only chayiv if my animal damages something or there's some damage happens too. Something's not me'ila. Rashi says, klomer im hizakti nichosim she'ein behen me'ila, ani chayiv l'chashalim, I have to pay. Afalim hizakti nichse hektish, ain't chayiv. But if it's hektish, I don't have to. The nafkalon kula niske nizakin mishor re'ehu, from the shore of his friend, and not, we learned that earlier, and not from the shore of hektish. When did we see that? Hold on one second. We got ourselves a letter on the scene over here. Oh, it just brings the pasuk. Yeah, but we definitely saw this earlier. Nechoshim she'hein shel b'nei bris, and also has to be something that, it's got to be something that's not me'ila, it's probably something that's a yidz, that's a Jew, where she says, lafuki nachri, the einu chayav b'niskav, and this is including a guy. Nechoshim ha'miuchadim, and something which is miuchad, Rashi explains, she'esh lem b'ilim, lafuki the hefker, it's not hefker. Shem is acting nechoshim the hefker, potter, but Gemara Mefarshe, Gemara's going to explain, u'bechol makom, and in any of these places, Chava Mazik, Kamoshe Ziku Nechosav, Nichse Bnei Abreis, Veschosav Mechadim. Yes, it's from a Jew and it's his thing, whatever. But all these cases means Chutz Mir Shusam Yuchedes Amazik. Only if it's outside of me, the damager's property. If your animal comes into my property, now my problem. Rashi Hashem Nichnas Shoro Shal Nizak Birshuso Amazik, Vehiziko Shor Shal Mazik Potter, I'm going to be Potter. The Amalei Torcha Birshusi, my boy. What do you want from me? You came to my Rishus. Rishus Hanizak Ve Amazik. Or if it's in a Rishus, of both of them. Rashi says, Mefarvah Shagmar, we can explain what exactly that means. Kishehizik Chav Amazik Hashem Tashlomi Nezek, when it damages, the damager is Chayav to pay the damages, but made to the arts from the top of the top, from the cream of the crop, the best of the land, like we've been seeing all along. Tana Rabba, non kol shechavti b'shmirasu yichshati es nisko. Anything that I was, you know, I wasn't guarding it properly, I'm going to be chayev. Kate said, what's the case? Shor ubar, let's say I have a shor or bar, an ox or a pit. Shemasa lecher shodav katan. I gave over to these three people who are mentally incompetent, and I gave them over to take care of. V'hiziko, and then the shor of the bar goes and damages someone else. Chayev l'shalim. I'm chayev to pay everything. Masha enkim be'esh, which is not so with esh. Rashi says, k'mefarsh l'kaman, like we're going to explain. In other words, if I give the esh to one of them, and then it goes and it damages, I'm going to be off the hook. What in the world does that mean? My skin, what are we dealing with? Ilema b'shor kashur ubar mechuseh. If you want to see the Bryce, it's talking about a shor kashur, a tied up ox, or a covered pit that I gave over to, you know, someone who wasn't in the right state to go take care of it, meaning their guard at the time I gave it to kavasaga b'yish gacheles, which is similar to by fire, to a fire case, if I gave over to Acher Shor Katan, Gachelis, Rashi She'enu Bo'eris, Ela Imkein Libosa, that it's not burning at all, it's just sitting over there, then Ma'ishna Hacha, Ma'ishna Hacha. Then what would be the case, the difference in these cases? In either one of them, the damager was taken care of at the time it was given over. It was tied up, it was covered over, it was not on fire. Ella b'shor mutter bar megula. I must be talking about a case where I gave her a just like a free rain, free roaming shore, and a boar that's uncovered. The kavasah, the similarity to that would be gabe a shalhevis. It would be that he gave a flame over to them. As she says, shemaser or meluba lecheresh the pater bitamia. Then why would it be pater? Ma she'en kain be'esh the pater. Why in the world would it be different by fire? These fire would be pater. V'ha'amar resh lakish mishmei dechizkia lo shanu ela shemaser lo gacheles v'liba. When is it true you're going to be off the hook? Only if you gave him a gecheles that wasn't lit and he like ignited it. Rashi says that shalecha be'ira b'yad cheres shoto v'katan the pater midine adam. It's not talking about midine adam. It's talking about a case where the cheres and lit it up. Aval shalheves chayev, but it'd be a flame. I hand a flame to him. I'm going to be chayev. My time with the hub bari hezeka. Because right now the hezek is ready to go. Rashi says mavura hezeka l'chol shehi. Lakol shehi muzumenas lehazik bari muzuman. It's ready to go. He didn't mukhan muzuman. So the brisa can't be talking about a case when he was given over a regular flame over there, because then the brisa wouldn't say that the guy's off the hook. So what are we dealing with? Says Gemara liolam b'shor kasher bar mechusa. We're talking about a shore that's tied up and a bore that's mechusa, and the kavasal gabe eish gacheles. And so too, it's talking about there that it's just a call is given to him. Amar, to that what you said, Maishna hacha. Why would it be that we're going to be chayev with the boar, the shore and the boar, and off the hook when it comes to the fire? Shore, darke lenetuke, a shore, it makes its way, it tries to escape. It's always trying to like get itself free. And boar, darke lenature, in the pit, it also, the thing... the cover like falls off. It makes sense these things happen. Therefore, the owner is going to be chayiv because you gave it over in a way which something could be happening over here, and it's on you. But gacheles, come with the shavuot glove. You just leave it. Then I'm ya va'azla. It slowly gets dies down even more. And the only way it's going to become more, it's going to actually turn into a bigger flame is if he goes out of his way and actually makes it. And the owner is not going to be chayiv in such a case. Rashi explains, you didn't have to think that far in terms of guarding. Wouldn't have gone up its mind that he's going to do such a thing. Now, everything we just said was in the world of Reish Lakish the Mivchiske, who said that the owner of the fire is going to be potter only if he gives the coal to him. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, what about Rav Yochanan, Damar, Afilu Masalo Shalheves, Nami potter. Even if you gave him a shred of fire, he's going to be potter as well. The kavasa hacha b'shor mutter or bor magula, which the similar case of that would be the shore that's just, you know, untied and the boar that's revealed, or definitely your chayv over there, your putter. Maishta hacha. Why would it be going to be putter by the case of the fire? Hasam there by the case of the fire. Safta de cheresh kagarim, holding the one who's holding it is what's causing the damage. If not for the cheres, walking with it and bringing it somewhere to light something, nothing would be ignited. But when the shore and the boar, that's not up to him. It's up to the shore doing it himself or a person walking to it. Hacha lo tzafta de cheres. It's not the holding on of the cheres, kagaram, that's causing it. And therefore, you're going to be chayev by the ox and the boar, but you're not going to be chayev by the fire. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.